respects human rights and respects freedom.
We must not tolerate this. Can we stop it?
Freedom House cannot be silent today.
And those who are suffering.
Justice and freedom. We can send that message. We will continue to fight with you.
The Chinese government to end its campaign against the Falun Gong.
Torture and murder of the peaceful Falun Gong practitioners in China.
To do everything that we possibly can.
At least 200 people have been killed in prison.
To end this persecution of Falun Gong.
And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
Good afternoon. I want to congratulate all of you for being here today at the United States Capitol to speak truth to power, to say that it is time for the Chinese government to end its persecution of Falun Gong. And it's time for all Americans who love liberty, who believe in religious freedom, who believe in human rights, to stand with all of you to call for this reform and this change in China. I want you to know that a number of the advocates of the Falun Gong have helped me understand the nature of the problem. I have a constituent, Dr. James Lee, whose brother, Li Beifan, recently died in a re-education camp in China, sent there because of his Falun Gong beliefs. The Chinese government says that it was a suicide. The family doesn't believe it, nor do I. I think it is time to understand that what is happening on the other side of the world, so far away from here, affects this country. It affects relatives and citizens of America, and it offends our belief in religious freedom and liberty and in the rights of individuals to practice their beliefs, religious or non-religious. We stand for individual freedom, for the rights of all citizens to pursue happiness and to pursue individual initiatives without the heavy hand of government regulating, prohibiting, persecuting. And what we would not stand for in this country, we should strongly criticize in other countries. So I will continue to stand with you to support the right of Chinese citizens to engage in Falun Gong. I'm a proud co-sponsor of Congresswoman Ross Layton's bill that calls upon the Chinese to end this persecution of Falun Gong. And I will continue to urge my colleagues, great leaders like Congressman Chris Smith, who you will hear from next, and so many others, who stand with you to fight for freedom. Thank you, and don't give up. Don't ever give up. Thank you.